This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Search crews in Malaysia have found the body of a female near a jungle resort where a 15-year-old French-Irish girl went missing more than a week ago. Malaysia's Deputy Police Chief Mazlan Mansour.
We sent our forensic team and the pathologist to the scene of crime and confirmed there's a body there. Which resembles Nora.
The teenage girl, who has learning and physical disabilities, was reported missing a day after her family checked in at the resort, located about 70 kilometers from the capital of Kuala Lumpur. Police classified her as a missing person, but her family suspected she had been kidnapped. More than 350 people joined in the search for Nora, backed by helicopters, drones, and sniffer dogs. The girl's Irish-born mother announced a reward of nearly $12,000 donated by a Belfast business Monday for any information that could lead to her daughter's discovery. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect on October the 15th. Cesar Espinoza, the executive director of the Houston Immigrant Advocacy Group FEAL, says the plan to deny green cards for those who seek public assistance is raising the fear level in the migrant community.
What we have seen in the last 2 years of the Trump administration is people who are eligible to apply for benefits for their citizen children are so afraid to do so because they're afraid that they're going to get in trouble that we have seen a great decrease in people actually applying for these benefits. We're talking about Medicaid, TANF, food stamps.
Officials said the Trump administration wants to avoid situations where people who are adjusting their status become dependent on public benefits in the future. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch